Henry is a double Longhorn, earning both his bachelor's and JD from UT. Henry's practice includes civil litigation with an emphasis in personal injury and insurance disputes. He is double board certified in personal injury trial law since 1991 and insurance law since 2023. Henry has served as president of Capital Area Trial Lawyers Association, and he is a sustaining member and past director of the Texas Trial Lawyers Association. He's also an associate member of the American Board of Trial Advocates. Henry has been awarded the John Howie Award for Mentorship from the Texas Trial Lawyers Association in 2011 and the Scott Osmond Trial Lawyer of the Year from the Capital Area Trial Lawyers Association in 2012. Henry says he enjoys fishing at the coast with his grandchildren and spending time with his family at his ranch in Mason. Please welcome Henry Moore.
Michael is generous with his introductions. It is an honor to be addressing this group of warriors. If we were probate lawyers or real estate transactional lawyers, and we did our job right, we'd win every time. The probate would pass, the estate would pass the way the intestor wanted it to pass. The title to the real estate would transfer as the parties intended. But we can do everything right and still lose. So it takes a little bit of courage to do what we do. I'm honored to be among you today. I'm honored to be one of you. So let's talk about insurance. What's good about insurance companies is they pay the freight. No matter which side of the docket we're on, most of our income comes from insurance companies. If we're plaintiff's lawyers, they pay the claims. They don't pay enough, but they pay them. If we're defense lawyers, they pay us to represent their insureds. Again, they don't pay enough, but at least their checks don't bounce. So that's what's good about insurance companies. This is what's bad about insurance companies. Oops. They can't help themselves. It's in their nature. We're going to talk briefly this afternoon about policies that cover the personal auto that you and I drive, that the people that we see most often in our office. We're going to talk a little bit about commercial auto policies and then finish up with some ethics and odds and ends on it. So let's take a look at the personal auto policy first. When we start talking about stacking and potential solutions to ethical issues, it's important to remember, I think, that the policies cover two things. They cover the vehicle that's insured, the one that's listed on the policy is the insured vehicle, and it covers the drivers, it covers the named insured, it covers the person that bought the policy. And it follows both around. Like if our vehicle is being driven by our neighbor, as long as he didn't steal it, we're covered. If we're driving our neighbor's car, as long as we didn't steal it, we're covered in that car under our own policy. The general rule in Texas, and this has been the law for a long, long time, is that we can stack coverage to the extent of damages. So if we've got a vehicle that's being driven by someone who doesn't own that vehicle, potentially both policies are in play. Same is true for uninsured motorist coverage in PIP, which we'll talk about in a minute. Texas is, in the uninsured motorist realm, Texas is what's called an excess state. And what that means is that if we've got $30,000 in liability coverage and $30,000 in UM coverage, we can stack the two policies. That's the Strassner opinion that came down when Lloyd Doggett was on the bench. I wish we had him back. That's not true of every state. You can almost divide the country between what we call excess Texas and what we call reduction states, which is Florida, Illinois, and a bunch of other states. And in reduction states, we have to subtract the liability coverage from the uninsured motorist coverage. So at 30-30, we get just the 30 liability. We have no UM coverage in that scenario. And we'll talk about out-of-state policies in just a moment.